AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's first overseas trip in office has started. He arrived in Britain for the G7 summit.
Hello, Mendenhall.
The president spoke to troops upon his arrival. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden wants to see more sharing of coronavirus vaccine at this summit.
I don't anticipate contention on the issue of vaccines. I anticipate convergence, because we're all converging around the idea that we need to boost vaccine supply in a number of ways.
A source tells the AP President Biden is expected to announce tomorrow the U.S. will buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer vaccine to share through the global COVAX alliance. A federal watchdog is out with a report on why racial justice protesters were forcibly cleared from an area near the White House last year.
Demonstrators protesting George Floyd's death were forced out of Lafayette Park with pepper pellets and flashbangs a half hour before then-President Trump walked across the park for a photo op. The Interior Department's Inspector General says park police did not break up the protest because of Trump, but rather so a contractor could start installing new fencing. The report says while the move was justified, law enforcement agencies did not communicate well enough with each other or with protesters about the crackdown, which critics say was politically motivated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's a search for two people in San Antonio, Texas, wanted for a shooting at a local Air Force base. Officials at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland say the two fired shots toward an area where base personnel were training before running off. No injuries were reported. The Marine Corps is relieving Major General Robert Castelvi of his duties for failing to properly train Marines and sailors and evaluate the platoon before an exercise last summer when their seafaring tank sank off Southern California. 9 troops were killed. This is AP News. The National Ski Areas Association reports a strong rebound despite the pandemic.
Visits by skiers to U.S. resorts totaled 59 million for the season. The National Ski Areas Association says that's the fifth best on record. Americans were looking for safe outdoor recreation. CEO Kelly Pollack says from utter uncertainty to a top 10 season. What a year. Many resorts were forced to close in the spring of 2020, and the U.S. ski industry lost at least $2 billion that winter. But about 7 months later, the chairlift started running again, with guests embracing a new normal, wearing masks, standing apart in lines, and riding lifts only with their own group. The average U.S. ski area was open 13 days longer than last year, and many small and medium-sized ski areas performed well because more guests chose to stay close to home for their ski trips. I'm Jennifer King.
Two British women, apparently sisters, are recovering from a crocodile attack in a lagoon along Mexico's southern Pacific border. One of the women underwent surgery and was in an induced coma. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.